Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Tucker moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Tucker moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Doby scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Hegan goes all the way around to score. Wynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Goodman moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zerilla for the out. Goodman moves to second. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobson moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Larry Doby. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 7 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pesky. Mitchell scores. Tucker moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Wynn covering, for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Ferris now pitching. Merle Combs now playing shortstop. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Ferris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Dave Ferris. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.